Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fly Girl Show. I am your host, Casey Grant, and today I am waiting and hopefully we'll be able to receive a call from Tamara L. Holmes, and she is CEO and founder of Aerostar Avon Institute here in Chicago. And so we're waiting. I think there might be a little technical difficulty, but if she doesn't tune in, you will be able to get all the information about this wonderful organization and institute for those young people and, let's say, older women and men who would like to pursue a career in aviation or aerospace. Today is another important day, of course, that we all woke up and started our day. But yesterday was monumental because it was the 100th year of Betsy Coleman receiving her pilot's license. And I had the pleasure of being with Betsy Coleman's great niece, Gigi Coleman, in Wisconsin, where the EEA organization had a wonderful event and also a reenactment of Betsy Coleman's flight. And Gigi, with her brave soul, was able to fly in a two-seater, one-propeller, open cabin airplane, just like the one Betsy Coleman flew in. And I also did the same thing, so I'm still in shock that I did it. It was wonderful. But the field of aviation is such an interesting career and field to be pursued that this is why Tamara Holmes has created this institution to be able to bring people in, give them the ins and the outs, highlighting the STEM programs that are out here in the country to entice people to come into the field of aviation. I think you all know that I have, proud to say now, three books that deals with aviation, the history of Black pioneers, and all of that they have done, breaking the color barrier, and the outstanding accomplishments they've done. And my books are Stars in the Sky, which is basically a history of a lot of Black pioneers, and also My Story, the history of the Black stewardess breaking the color barrier in aviation. And as I like to say, we were fighting for our civil rights in the sky. So that's an interesting read for you. I'm proud to say that during the pandemic, I was able to write two other books, and one of them is Color Your Way to Black Pioneers in Aviation. And the name of that book is Stars and Beyond. And this one gears for the younger children. And it's on the one side of the page is history of the Black pioneer that I'm featuring, and then on the right side is a coloring page. So it's very educational and interactive. So that was never too young to learn about the pioneers in aviation. My third book is called Stars and Beyond, Stories of Black Pioneers in Aviation. And I have geared this one up for the school system, which doesn't leave those that want to just read about the Black Pioneers out. It's a great, great source of information for all the different accomplishments blacks have made in aviation. I range from the pilots, Betsy Coleman, of course, so that would be in the 20s. I have astronauts. I have a person who has a license in hot air balloon. So you have to have a pilot's license for that, too. So I think that I have covered quite a large range of people in aviation that I think will also give you sources, resources as to where and how you can become the pilot or the air traffic controller, a flight attendant, for different careers, because it's such a wide, wonderful range of opportunities in aviation. So that one is called, once again, Stars and Beyond, Stories of Black Pioneers in Aviation. All of my books can be found on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. And for the teachers out there that are listening to my radio shows, this is a great source for educating the students of the pioneers in aviation. I am also promoting and launching February the 16th as Black Aviation, International Black Aviation Day. So we will be celebrating this, launching it this February the 16th, 2022. As of right now, Ghana, there is a school, aerospace school in Ghana that I'm going to be associated with, and they will be helping us celebrate this and making it an international event. So stay tuned and learn about all the different activities and all the exciting things that are going to be happening to launch this monumental day. We will have a show, of course. I will have a show. I will be putting it on my Facebook. I will be putting it on and notifying all the different aviation organizations. So I hope that it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day of celebration. So I am going to, let me see, what else would I like to bring you up on since I have the opportunity as I wait for my guest to come on? And we're just going to give her a few more minutes, and if not, then we'll realize that she probably has some technical difficulties and couldn't get on, and we will reschedule, because this is a lady that you need to know, you need to meet, and full of wonderful information and inspiration to black women pursuing careers. And also she is, as I said, founder and CEO of Aerostar Avon Institute, which is full of interesting information and opportunities. So I will just allow you now, I think, to listen to some music for just a couple of minutes. And then if she has not been able to tune in, then we will reschedule the show. So for right now, why don't I just let you listen to some music. And I will come back and we will just have a recap on some of the things that I just talked about. Well, I'm back. That wasn't long, but I hope you enjoyed that beautiful song. I just got a call, and we are not going to be able to do the show today. So at this point, I don't want to hold you up because I know you have some important things to do, but let me just give you some things for suggestions for you to do on this wonderful day. Please go on the internet and read some information about Betsy Coleman. Learn how this young girl from, well, Texas, Atlanta, Texas, she was raised though in Chicago and wanted to fly. Yes, she was a brave soul. At the young age of 21, I believe it was, she wanted to learn how to fly, but there weren't any schools in the United States that would accept black people in training for this. So she had to go to France to be admitted into an aviation school. And as I said, yesterday was the 100th year of her receiving her pilot's license, making her the first African-American and Native American to receive her pilot's license. So this is such an interesting, interesting story of the courage and the fortitude that this young lady had to take a crash course on learning how to speak French so that she could go over. One moment. I think we have Tamora. Just a moment. Hello there.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Tamora?
This is Tamora. How are you?
Okie dokie. Hi, kiddo. I just have just been stalling for time and trying to entertain my guest until you tuned in. So I'm glad that you were able to make it. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and my apologies on my tardiness. I thought that it was a Zoom, and I was looking all over for the Zoom link, and then I realized, oh, I have to call in. I haven't done that in a long time.
Too funny. And so let me get the correct pronunciation, which is what I was going to practice on before we went live, because I've called you Tamora. I've heard your name pronounced so many different ways. Please, once again, how do you pronounce your name again?
It's Tamora. Like
it
Tamora.
It is Tamora. Okay. And as I've told the audience, you are CEO and founder of Aerostar Avon Institute. And
the Aerostar Avion Institute. Yeah, we are really, really excited to continue to serve the African American community and Latino community with aviation and aerospace education initiatives.
Oh, and you know, I have to get, before the show is over too, I want to make sure that we get the contact information. I do have everything posted on my website, but can you give us a little history about you, if you wouldn't mind, and start off with just what inspired you to get into aviation? I see that you have your degree in aviation and all these different things. I don't want to tell your story. I'd love for you to tell your story.
Thank you so much, Casey. Well, it was around when I was about 16 years old, my mother made me go on a Saturday morning, which what I thought was a trip to the museum, and it wound up being a small airport downtown. The Young Eagles, the Tuskegee Airmen Dodo chapter, was giving free airplane rides to kids, and I was like, oh my goodness, you know, this can't be real. The pilot took me up, he asked me if I wanted to fly the plane, and the rest is history.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't realize that you started back with the Young Eagles. That's amazing. And, you know, it's always interesting to know how and why people become interested in aviation. You know, my whole mission is the same as your mission, bringing in young people to be to investigate the career of aviation, because it's such a wide career that I don't understand why it's not pursued more. And this is what my mission has been with my three books and the radio show and the speaking engagements that I do, is to encourage people. But my career started because my father was in the Air Force. So I had traveled as a young kid, and they weren't hiring blacks, so I couldn't dream of being a flight attendant because they didn't hire blacks back then. But it's always interesting. I love it. A lot of people stories start with them going to the airport, seeing a plane in the sky, and saying, that's what I want to do. I want to fly a plane. I never had that. That was never my introduction into aviation. But yours started with a flight also.
Yeah, that's correct. I had actually, my father worked for American Airlines for a short amount of time, maybe a couple of years. And we would always go to pick him up from work and park along the side of the road and watch the airplanes land and take off. I never for a moment considered that that's what I wanted to do and where I wanted to be until that day with the Young Eagles flight and the Chicago Tuskegee Airmen.
Oh, my goodness. And it's the thrill of being, you know what I did yesterday? I took a ride on the same type of plane that Betsy Coleman flew on, the two-seater.
Wow. That's awesome.
You talk about a scary and wonderful experience. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know if I was going to have the courage to do it, but once you get in that seat as a flight attendant and you buckle up, you kind of it kind of worked into that same groove of being comfortable being on an airplane. What a wonderful experience.
I can only imagine.
Now, do you have your pilot's license, or you just have ours?
I don't have my pilot's license. I have over 100 hours of flight time. I never wanted to be a pilot for a living, and so I still fly. I just go up with friends, and I, you know, go up at my own leisure. And, I never wanted to be an airline pilot. The most I wanted to do on the flight side was be a corporate pilot. And then when I realized that corporate pilots literally have to work the schedule of the aircraft owner and you literally have an unpredictable schedule your entire career, which means I've heard so many stories, missing graduation, missing their children being born, missing, you know, weddings, missing funerals, missing kids' first steps. And so I just did not see that in the cards for me as a professional pilot. It never was something that I aspired to do. So I have gotten so many calls over the last 5 years. I have individuals that are willing to sponsor my pilot license, do all of my flight training. And I'm just thinking I did not want to have to study and go back to school and take tests. That's the reason why I got my master's degree. I'm a CEO. I'm an executive. I make my own schedule. I do what I want to do. And maybe, you know, if I get the bug and get the time and the I don't know, but I mean, I see what my students go through and I walk them through that process, and I really don't have an interest in studying and taking tests and check rides. I just don't.
Oh, that's funny. You know what? I want to ask about the program and how the kids get in it, but I want to also give my audience the definition, because I found that it was important for people to understand the definition of aviation means the flying or operating of aircraft. An aerospace is the branch of technology and industry centered around both aviation and space flight. So I wanted people to understand the difference in that, because your program deals with both aviation and aerospace. So tell us how people can get into the program. What does it take? What is the qualifications for this, besides the love of flying and the interest of really becoming involved in the career of aviation? And how did you go from aviation to aerospace? I think that's wonderful.
Well, I'll take the second question first. And we actually understood the definitions and the clarity of the difference between aviation and aerospace very early on. They are very closely related, but there's a lot of young people who don't really understand the difference between aviation and aerospace and just the close relation to the actual skill set in the workforce. So the skill sets are pretty much the same. You just apply them to different industries. So whether it's aerospace engineering or structural engineering or material science or civil engineering, all of those are still engineering. So we've gone from aviation and aerospace to we went from aviation I don't think we ever went from aviation to aerospace. We went from introductory information about what aviation is and what aerospace is, and then we helped students pick a pathway, either in the aviation or aerospace industry, that they loved and saw. And so most of the students do go the aerospace engineering pathway, but some students go traditional engineering, which also is a part of aviation and aerospace. And then we have a lot of students who on the pilot, who on the aviation side are interested in airports, interested in, again, architectural engineering, airport design, medicine, law, commercial media, marketing, computer IT. So, I mean, the job possibilities are endless in both aviation and aerospace. We just want kids to understand that those pathways are closely aligned and they have a choice. And so the first question that you asked was, what are the criteria? And you mentioned, you know, outside of a love of aviation and aerospace, they don't even have to have that. They don't have to have interest in aviation and aerospace to become a part of the AeroStars program. There are no academic requirements, so they do not have to write essays and show us their report cards, none of that. We take ADD, ADHD, diagnose young people. We're looking to start doing work with youth that are on the autism spectrum. And we get the 4.0, 5.0, you know, academic scholars. And guess what? They all compete in a level playing field, which is not what is basically established in traditional classrooms and traditional and a formal education setting. So we have had tremendous success with young people who were, quote unquote, the least likely candidates to become successful in aviation and completely have turned their lives around,
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, interjecting, you just went through from the A to Z of who would apply and those that wouldn't think that they would be able to go into this field. I discovered and just met the first black female handicapped or disabled pilot. Her name is Leslie Irby. Yes, she has her pilot's license. So that's even more encouragement for those who think that you would not be able or capable or to be able to be in a program like that. Yes, she has her pilot sports license, her pilot's license.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
There's also another pilot named Jessica Cox, and she actually is an armless pilot. She doesn't have any arms. She flies a plane with her feet. She's also a sport pilot, and I've met Jessica personally, and, you know, just being around her, going out with her, you get the stairs, but I'm thinking, like, she's lived her entire life using her feet as, quote-unquote, hands. And
exactly.
So everything that she does is completely normal for her, and when she decided to fall in love with aviation, it took her a very long time to find a flight instructor and someone that would kind of take her under their wing, but she got it done. And she's a licensed sports pilot, and she has an incredible story. She's been all over the world, met the Pope, saw everyone. Because it's really important for, you know, diversity and inclusion.
Diversity, absolutely, absolutely. I don't know about her. I'm going to have to do my research and find her story and have her on because, as I said, I was so pleased to have found Leslie Irby, being that she is she does all of this, her hand controls. I mean, she flies the plane by hand controls, which is a little bit in your mindset. You're more comfortable thinking someone is controlling it with the hands. That's quite interesting. And to see a person do that with their feet, which, as you said, that there are her hands. I mean, you know, so she's learned to live her whole life doing everything with her feet.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's encouraging. Yep. Encouraging to all. Absolutely. And this is what life is all about, you know, pursuing your dream and never giving up, as Betsy Coleman said.
And that's what it's all about. You know, our motto is actually giving wings to dreams. And, you know, there's a lot of young people that have dreams and really just don't have the apparatus to create the lift that they need to get those dreams off the ground, and that's exactly what we do.
Absolutely, the encouragement. Because when I was flying, started to fly, I don't know if you and I've talked, and to the audience, it's taken me so many years to get her on my, to meet her, to meet Tamara, to meet her, to get her on this radio show. Every time we see each other, we're super excited, but it's so far and in between that we see each other. But I don't know if you know my story, of course, like as I said, I wanted to travel, didn't know how I was going to join the service, and my boss at the University of Illinois is the one that encouraged me, and actually she filled out my application and submitted it to Delta, making
wow.
me among the first black flight attendant for Delta. But you just have to be encouraged, and people have to allow you and to let you know, which is what I'm sure your institute does, is you can do it, and we will help you do it. You just need guidance.
Yeah, but yeah, and so that's in addition to the encouragement piece, right? You also have to have the tools and the access and the quote-unquote application. Like somebody actually has to fill out your application for you. You know, they didn't have to, but they took the initiative to do that, which is also advocacy, right? So there's so many
yeah.
different components. There's so many different components to actually helping and encouraging young people to pursue careers in aviation. It just can't stop at exposure and with information sharing. I can share information on my phone. If I'm not getting young people access, so helping them with resources to look for financing, partnering them with mentors, helping them pick the right academic institution or any post-secondary pathway, whether it's the military, whether it's a gap year, whether it's going into other supplemental programs that actually help do workforce training, going straight into a trade school or going right into the workplace. And so I think the world, especially America, is just now coming to the realization once again that they're going to have to bypass the requirement for a four-year degree for a lot of the entry-level jobs, which aviation can absolutely have.
Yes.
That don't require a college education.
I know.
That's right.
I know, and that's exactly what part of my introduction when I'm having my book signing, that's exactly right. It's a wonderful for career. I mean, I did it for 35 years, and I couldn't have been blessed with a better life to be able to travel all over and to meet the people I did. And it opens up your mind to the world, and it's invaluable. You cannot pay for this education and the world that you are brought into the community when you go into aviation. Now, how long is your program, and how do these people who are listening to my audience, how do they get in contact to get enrolled or to find out information about you? But I need to know, how long is the program?
So the program, we have several different programs. We offer kindergarten through fourth grade, which is our AeroSparks program. It's one Saturday a quarter. And we do have some activities lined up virtually for the AeroSparks program, again, K through 4, throughout the summer. The fifth to eighth grade program is throughout the school year on Saturdays and after school, and in the summertime is a camp. This camp we're doing some virtual and some in person, so we'll be doing blended learning. We'll be doing a hybrid, and that is our aviation exploration program. And then we have our ninth and 12th grade program, which is our aviation apprenticeship programs, and those apprenticeship programs are directly in line with career exposure and skill building in flight maintenance and drone technology. And that program is also offered year-round after school as well as 6 weeks in the summer. So our programs, if students were in our programs, they can literally be in AeroSparks program all year long. And that's one of the things that sets our organization apart from a lot of organizations that run summer camps, do flight camps, do aviation enrichment programs. We actually have programming running year-round for kindergarten to career. And we also have adult programs, which I call AeroWork. And the AeroWork program is specifically designed for licensure, certification, and credentials. And we also launched our first one this summer, which is a drone licensing class. And that class is between 6 to 10 weeks, depending on whether or not they take the accelerated class or they actually enroll in the regular class. Some of the classes are free. Some of them cost. This depends on the level of intensity. The instructors that we bring in are all licensed and professionally licensed professionals in the aviation and aerospace industry. And that also goes for the kindergarten. The kindergartners have licensed professionals teaching their curriculum. Even if it's just a licensed pilot that's 17 years old, they're still a certified aviation professional and working with the young people to help get them on the right pathway. So you can find out more information about our program at avioninstitute.org. That's A-V-I-O-N.org. And we look forward to meeting some of you guys in the Aeroverse, which is our online platform, and in person this summer.
Well, I'm excited. Now, we talked about how young you can be. How old can you be? Tamara, how old can I be to come to your institution?
With the launch of the AeroWorks program, there is no mandatory age where you have to where you age out of our programming. So there's not a number on that. We just don't do primary early education, I would say. So that's the only demographic that we don't touch yet. But we have had conversations with some pre-K and some pre-K institutions who are looking to implement aviation into their curriculum and social-emotional learning and development for the 3- and 4-year-olds. And we'll see what's on the horizon for that.
Now, that's interesting. When you can keep the attention of a 3- and 4- and 5- and 6-year-old, they are truly, truly interested in aviation. That's something I need to see. How you guys do
if you go into any pre-K classroom in America, I can guarantee you're going to find two things. You're going to find A is for airplane somewhere in a book or on the alphabet, and you're going to find a toy airplane in the class. Every single pre-K classroom that I've ever been into. And I would challenge anyone to go into a pre-K class and not find A is for airplane or an actual airplane in the class. And the third thing that we've often found is a pilot costume, because most pre-K classrooms also have the dress-up band where you can dress up for careers. And we typically do find a pilot in a pilot uniform in the mix. So we don't have to teach and hold the attention of young people at any age with regard to aviation and aerospace. They already know about aviation in a very informal way, and what we do is introduce them to actual principles and concepts that allow them to bring aviation from fantasy into reality.
Okay. Yes. I love it. I love it. Well, I think that your organization is wonderful. I am so proud of you. I am so proud of the organization. I love the way that you've introduced and encouraged the youth, which is so important. Now, you're also affiliated with the museum, right, the Science and Industry in Chicago? Don't you have a program or something over there?
Well, we just actually had an event with the DuSable Museum of African American History yesterday. And that was incredible. We had over 250 guests there. The event was sponsored by United Airlines, and we actually had activities there for young people. We had several celebrity guests, including Miss Kelly Edwards from the Travel Channel. She's a licensed pilot, certified scuba diver, and avalanche training certified.
Wonderful.
He's also one of the national spokespersons for the Ford company. And then we have Chase Dillon, who is the co-star of Amazon Prime's hit show, Underground Railroad. And he's all of 10 years old and took the stage yesterday. And then we had Miss Carol Hobson, who was the first officer for United Airlines. But she also tells her story about her second chance, which she found a career in aviation as an airline pilot after working in corporate America as an executive posting Fortune 500 company. So her story is pretty incredible as well. All-star lineup, we gave out several awards to our honorees, our top aerostars from kindergarten to career, and we just had a lot of fun celebrating Bessie Coleman's 100th anniversary, which was yesterday. The Chicago Museum actually has Bessie Coleman's pilot's license in their archives, and they brought it out yesterday.
Oh, they did bring it out. Fabulous.
It was on display for all of our guests to see and swoon over, and we had the Chicago Police Department actually do a flyover salute for us in the CPD helicopter. And last but not least, Mayor Lori Lightfoot and her team directly from the mayor's office declared yesterday Bessie Coleman Day in the city of Chicago. So it was just an incredible day. The feedback that I've been getting from the event has been nothing short of extraordinary, and we couldn't have done it without the partnership of the president and CEO of the Stable Museum, Perry Irmer. And we really had an incredible time handing out giveaways and activities for kids and corporate partners there to support.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. That I'm so glad it was successful. And as I said, you know, waiting for you to come in, I did give them a little intro on yesterday being the 100th year of Bessie Coleman receiving her pilot's license. And that's what I was there in Wisconsin with Gigi Coleman, who also has, you know, a aviation school. And she was there doing a reenactment of Bessie's flight in that little two-seater. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was wonderful. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time. You have to be exhausted. If you did all of that yesterday, I really am happy that you found the energy to come on the show today, because it really was enlightening, and you really have given some valuable information. And so I'm going to close the show with you giving them the contact information one more time, just so that we all have it. And I will release you and let you rest for the rest of the day, at least from me. So if you would please give that again, and thank you so much for taking the time to come on the Fly Girl Show and giving us valuable information.
Well, thank you so much, Casey, for having me again. My name is Tamara L. Holmes. You can find the Aerostar Avion Institute on all social media at Aerostar Avion. That's the at symbol, AEROSTAR AVION, Aerostar Avion on Twitter, Instagram. And you can learn more about our program at avioninstitute.org, avioninstitute.org.
I love it. Thank you so much. And I hope for my audience, I hope that you did enjoy this show today. I have been so thrilled and so excited about finally getting Tamara on my show. And we gave you a mouthful, an earful of information. So take your time and research it. I think you would be definitely worthwhile doing if you want to pursue a career in aviation. This is an excellent place for you to start. And as she said, they are truly into diversity. So don't give up. Just because you think you have some type of a shortcoming, we're not going to call it a disability, but if you're challenged in any way, allow the institute to work with you and to help you pursue your dream, because aviation is such a wonderful, enriching career to go into. So I am just tickled pink that I was able to finally get my friend Tamara L. Holmes on the show today. And if you need any more information, check my website. I will be listing her webpage. And at this point, I am going to say this is another wonderful show of the Fly Girl Show. Please stay tuned. Please come back and listen to my next guest, which will be someone enlightening, enriching to your life, and full of information. So once again, this is Casey Grant. I am the host of the Fly Girl Show. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you soon. Goodbye. Thank you.